And welcome back, everyone, to Greenbox Gaming Plays Delta Green Impossible Landscapes. Joe here. Again, last time, this session that we recorded went really, really long because things got pretty wild, and we didn't want to stop. We wanted to get to a good spot. So we're going to continue on where we left off from last session, and let's get right back into the action. So the boat careens after the whale. No, you continue to die, but as this happens and you see that behind this whale is this, again, this swarm of these things that seem to be following after it. And as you are just about to dive down, and just as safety seems at your fingertips, you see two of these creatures that are winding in and out of each other, flying, swimming after this thing, deviate. Oh, and begin to beeline toward the boat.
Oh, fuck.
No. They're like waxy bat, like bat jellyfishes
something? They seem to have this bat-like form to them, but their wings are not in the same place every second. Like, they're molding and shifting. But in them, you definitely detect a large set of jaws.
Oh, no.
Boost, get your gun ready. And Hank will, like...
I ain't got a gun. All I got's an axe.
Shit.
So unless I'm mistaken, the turn order is Hank, Benedict, Busiak. Am I correct?
I'm not sure. Dexterity, right?
Hank has a dex of Dexterity.
14. I'm okay. 12.
And I am 10.
Cool.
All right. So, Hank, you guys are pretty mortified to see these things sweep down and maybe make like two good laps around the boat. Not necessarily around it horizontally as like a bird, but like they actually go around and under the boat. And like swimming like all around you. What do you think? Where is everyone right now? Where is everyone and what is everyone doing?
Boost would be just like in the middle of the ship with his axe in his hand, just kinda like paranoidly looking around. He's like, symbiotic parasites. Why do I have to be symbiotic parasites?
It's a real specific gripe. I'm just imagining Busiak like on one of those like safari tours, and he sees those little birds that eat the stuff off of a rhino. He just like, ugh.
Symbiotic parasite.
Fucking hate him. Gives me the creeps. The codependency makes me want to barf.
Why do you have to be aquatic flavored eldritch symbiotic parasites?
That's a big mouthful. I can see why they didn't include that in the Indiana Jones final cut. Okay, so Busiak is standing there with his axe. What about Benedict?
Benedict was probably in the front of the boat, maybe like just idly lying down.
Are you armed?
I think I've got a bunch of stuff on me. I had army helmet, I had flashbang, I had M4 pistol, I had a bunch of stuff. And we picked up the Carcosian shotgun from Benji.
What is Benedict wielding at this moment?
Probably heavy pistol on his side.
Okay. And Hank is locked
loaded.
He's
got the M4, but can he throw Busiak his sidearm?
I could have swore you were about to say, can I throw Busiak overboard?
hands the sign, he's like, you aim and pull the trigger.
You got it, boss.
Okay, so Busiak, so we need to remember that Busiak has that now, if that's going to be the thing.
Okay, is it a heavy pistol?
Heavy pistol. All right.
How's Busiak's firearms? Just out of curiosity.
If you had to give it a number.
Arbitrarily, I'd say it's a 20.
Cool. Lowest.
Don't point it that way. Away from your head.
He sticks it in his mouth. Let's see. Let me roll two dice here real quick. Okay. All right. So, at this point in time, the, you know, as these things begin to, like, flow around you, or, like, fly around you, see that they are a weird combination. Again, like, their form doesn't seem to have a single fixed thing. Sometimes their wings look leathery. Other times they look almost like chitinous, like some type of bug. And they have jaws that kind of appear and disappear and reappear somewhere else in the moment. But in the midst of all of it are two tiny pinpricks that stand out in the dark fog that are simultaneously pale but bright golden yellow color. And you can tell that they are circling and looking at you hungrily. So, the first attack is one of these things is going to sweep down at old Hank Ellis. Let's see what happens here as this thing attempts to come down. And what do we think? I think it's going to come down. It's going to take it sweeps one of these wings at you. And as it does, almost like a clawed barb appears at the last second as it flies past Hank and sweeps at it. Sweeps at him with this attack. But Hank, it does not connect. The second one comes for Busiek. Let's see if this connects. Same thing. 6. That one does connect.
That was a 1d20, though.
Busiek, would you like to attempt to...
That was a 1d20.
Was that a 20?
Yeah.
So don't you're saying that shouldn't...
Pull up fast
is one. What you're saying?
No, isn't it a 1d100?
Rude. So rude.
That one also fails. Neither of they connect as they swing around you. And you guys are still moving downwards. You guys are still moving down into the darkness. We're up to Hank. Hank, what would you like to do? Would you like to negotiate with these entities?
So what did you say was flying around them? Grab the face again? Or was that what you were doing earlier?
What do you mean?
The pinpricks? Are you asking about the light?
I thought you said, the light.
It's like these pinpricks of light that appear to be their eyes.
Looks like targets to me.
Yeah,
and again, even the face, even the eyes seem to disappear one place and reappear another, as if they're scanning all around them all the time.
What's the mechanic for like a crack shot? Or is that
a crack shot? A called shot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a called shot is you take a 20% penalty to basically hit a certain spot and do something.
Is it an auto crit or is that a different game?
Different game. I think that is part. So actually, that is part of the rules that we can do. You can do an auto crit or no, sorry, not an auto crit. There are two variations of the rule. One is which you avoid all of the target's armor. And the other is you can like basically do something special if you want to like hit a leg, hit a wing, you know, that
well,
kind of thing.
I'm just going to try a normal firearm shot and see if that works before I try this.
All right.
Specifically for this eye area.
What we got? We got a success. All right.
262.
So, yeah, so we're going to need some damage then as Hank strikes out this thing. Let's see, what kind of...
Ooh, 7. Not bad.
Ooh, that is good damage on that. Yeah, with your M4. You do 7 damage, and this might be, like, more than one shot, you know? And what does Hank look like? Like, how is Hank doing this?
I think he's pretty steady right now. You know, even though they're kind of weird, but he's, like, you know, he's steady. He's taking his time and just, like, firing at the closest one.
Right. Maybe you let one of them get to the end of one of these sweeping arcs, and as it slows down to like make a turn, you just blam, blam, blam. Yeah. You know, you just give
find
it like three.
Find out the speed and kind of lead it a little bit. And
yep.
Fire.
You see this thing, these holes appear in this thing, and this shriek goes out as it like pulls off to the side. It still does not, it appears to still be coming.
But it looks like it hurt it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Benedict.
Is the big whale creature still in view?
The big whale creature, you might be able to see its shadow, but it's in the distance now. Yeah. It appears to be moving off in a different direction.
Okay. Hank, I don't like this. I really don't like this. And he will put on the army helmet.
And that is Benedict's turn. All right, how about Busia?
He's going to put on the army helmet from our live bait encounter, and he's going to try take a shot with a heavy pistol.
Okay. You aim down. Are you going to aim the same one or a different one?
Same one. I got a...
Does not matter. I got Wait a second.
13. Yeah, that's odd.
No, that should succeed. For some reason, it's displaying as a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You hit. So go ahead and give me your damage for your heavy pistol. I believe it is a D10. Oh, no, it's a D12 as
I've
well.
I've got a 1D12.
Yep. Give me a D12. Let's see what happens here.
That's a 5.
Did you say it's the same one or a different one?
Same one. Hank, I got him! Hank, I think it's the first thing I've shot!
Successfully.
You're natural.
Maybe, and it's like, and maybe this thing is coming towards you, Benedict, and like it's coming at you, and you see this jaw open up just in the center of the body. With teeth that look like they're made of individual bones.
And
you close your eyes and pull the trigger, blam, blam, blam. And this thing seems to almost like it, like the bullets hit it, and it's like I said, it's almost like partially liquid, like melted wax, as it just like blam and like expands and explodes and goes all around you. But none of it, maybe even some of it does kind of hit you in the face. You've got a little bit on your mouth.
Candle wax.
It's disgusting. And it seems to fall down back behind you, and you see the creature kind of reform, but you hear this pain shriek as it darts off into the fog.
Everybody shoots their guns in the air, yells, ah!
Yeehaw!
Busiak.
So there's one still left, right?
Yes, and it is swimming around and like flying around.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I got a 20 in firearms, but I have a 40 in... Oh, wait. I was looking at the wrong stat. What's my melee? And I have a 30 in melee weapons. I could try to hit with an axe if it gets close enough. Does it get close enough?
I would say that if you want to get yourself in a place where the next time it comes close or tries to attack one of you guys, I'll let you attack it first. If you want to do that.
That's cool.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Strategically
position. Oh, well, just the way the turns works out, that works perfectly anyway. I don't even know why I said that. That was a waste of breath. So yeah, as it comes in for one of these sweeping attacks on one of you guys, let me actually see something here. Let me see who it's going to come for. It's actually coming for you, Boost. It again is coming up, and like in one of these big wings. And actually, even better, it looks like it's coming in. If you didn't know better, you'd say this thing's about to come in for a landing.
Hmm.
And so go ahead and roll me your attack roll. Let's see how well you do.
Fuck, failure, 53 over 30.
Boost, you attempt to swing at this thing as it flies over the top of you and makes contact with the boat itself. It actually, at one point in time, it scutters around. It kind of like hits the hull or hits like, you know, the inside of the boat, and then slides around the bottom side of the boat.
Ugh.
Like a weird skittering spider, but then pops back up on the other side.
Mm.
And it is going to attempt to bite you, Busia, as these big jaws appear on its front, on the front side toward you. That is a 33, which, my friends,
is that a crit?
Is a critical fail.
Oh, good.
Oh, it's a fail.
Wait, really?
A critical failure for this thing to attack you.
Okay.
With its bite.
What does that mean?
Well, what does that mean, everyone? I think we can all appreciate that Joe needs to turn to where this is described.
So did it fail or did we fail?
It failed.
Ah.
It failed, and I apologize for taking this time. I should know the rules better.
I'm baffled. I think just probably nothing happens.
gonna bite its lip.
But it might be different in Delta
Green. It's
gonna
bite its own lip and shriek with horror.
It We're gonna has a nightmare of its teeth falling out.
We're gonna say that it falls, and like, and maybe there is like, or maybe even the rope that Busiak had or something that was there. Maybe as it sweeps down and as it lands, it becomes entangled in some of the garbage that is there, and it's now partially partially mixed up, partially entangled in like an old piece of netting. I mean, that would be in a boat.
And Furbies.
Right? And the mountain of clockwork Furbies that Busiak has been constantly.
They'll be worth something one day.
It gazes into the dead eyes of the Furby and is temporarily
stunned,
shaken.
Right. So it is essentially like in a position that is negatively affecting it for this next few attacks. Hank, what would you like to do? Negotiate?
Stick my weapon down its gullet and pull the trigger till it goes click.
Until it goes click.
That was so intense.
All right, so you would like to... I will remind you that you do actually have the option to do a 3-round burst attack, which gives you an opportunity to do some... what's that called? Like the automatic destruction damage. There's a word for it. Lethality damage.
Lethality.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay. I just remind you that you have selective fire. You have the option to do like a 3-round burst, which would hurt this thing more. So go ahead and roll me a D100, please.
Burst.
Oh, and I will say, you can take a plus 20. This thing is here on the ground, a combination of it being all mixed up in this net and it being close to you.
Okay, do the D100 100 first, you said?
Yeah, go ahead and roll your D100. And this is going to...
Damn.
An 82. Okay, so the way lethality damage works, as we have talked about in the past, is you roll a D100. If you meet your lethality rating, you automatically destroy whatever the thing is, assuming it can be destroyed. Not everything can. This is, you rolled an 82, so normally we would take those two and we would combine them into a 10.
Oh.
But I'm looking at something here. Little peek behind the screen here. Oh, and I should have applied this to the other one, now that I think about it. Oh no, it'd have been fine. Little peek behind the screen here at the stat block on this particular entity. Any attack on a night flyer that rolls an even number for damage inflicts only one.
Oh.
Damn it.
That is... Why?
Wait. But that wasn't a damage it has roll. That was an aiming roll, wasn't it?
Well, I guess it's
different. But it's the damage. Is it the damage? 10.
Okay.
So, because it has a... It has a trait called ever-shifting, it is difficult to damage.
Wow.
So... Hank, you load a 3-round burst in this thing, and you feel like it should have done more if it hadn't been some freakish creature. Let's get to Benedict. What does Benedict want to do?
Benedict sees Hank switch to burst fire mode, and he takes his heavy pistol and switches to burst fire, and attempts to burst fire mode with the heavy pistol into the night flyer.
No.
In burst fire mode.
In burst fire.
You do not have a 3-round burst on your pistol, okay. I'm afraid.
I do, in fact, still have a flashbang. So I'm going to go. How big is this boat?
The expression on Joe's face just then.
How big is this boat, Joe? Answer the question.
About 10 meters long.
Oh, you're cheating. You're looking at the blast radius of the flashbang.
I didn't. I will now.
It's 10 meters. All right.
Let's see here.
Benedict decides against throwing a flashbang at the night flyer.
No. This is happening. The creature reaches out and pulls the pin of the flashbang.
And eats it. All right. Just a heavy pistol then. He'll try again.
Okay, give me your damn attack.
That's a 67.
That's a failure. Busiek. Plus, give yourself a 20 on that. Would you have passed? With a 47?
My firearms is terrible. No, it's a 22.
Okay.
Is your... Oh, never mind.
Busiek.
So, will Boost also get a plus 20?
He will.
All right, I'm going to do firearms this time. Use a heavy pistol.
Failure 42. Wait.
It didn't give me the option to add the plus 20.
Oh, that's solid.
Yeah, but you still rolled a 42. So
it would have been a 22.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Missed it by two.
You guys are not having a good time.
Nope.
This thing it's going to kind of free itself from this, you know, this thing that's dealing with, and it is going to reach out and it is going to attempt to bite another one of you guys with these jaws again, Busiek.
Fucking symbiotic parasites, this is why I hate them.
He rolls another 60, does not hit you. Hank, what do you do?
Automatic, so 1d100.
Yep, roll your d100. 69.
Nice. That's an odd number, so.
Yes, it is. So, you are going to... Oh, wait a second. I want to make sure I'm getting the rules right on the fucking... speak amongst yourself real quick.
So...
Other we're having.
Light flyers, eh?
Great.
We've been doing it wrong.
That's the worst. Legendarily bad band.
Nightflyers. Right, so we've been doing it wrong. So you have to roll first to hit.
That's what I was thinking.
So you roll first to hit, and then you roll the lethality rating. So you again miss.
But I didn't roll to hit.
Yeah.
Huh?
What? Okay.
Okay. Benedict.
But do I roll to hit first?
No, you rolled to hit. That was your roll to hit. You missed.
But I didn't click firearms.
That was your D100 was your roll to hit.
Yeah, that's it.
Pardon me if I'm making this confusing. So you got a 69, which is good fun, we can all agree, but you failed to hit. So, Benedict.
Can Benedict try and...
A flashbang grenade.
He's got something.
I'm hoping to God that at the very end of everything...
I was just getting back.
I'm hoping that at the very end of everything, once you guys kill the King in Yellow and rescue Abigail and everything's hunky-dory and you guys become the presidents and everything, I hope that Benedict finally has an opportunity to use his flashbang grenade.
I will just be in my room with my pigeon and he's just going to be like, it's time.
Staring directly at it.
That's his only epilogue. That's the only scene.
It's time. With Papua New Guinea.
It's the happiest ending. It's the happiest ending. I think he's just going to try again with a heavy pistol. He doesn't have much else.
All right,
so,
give me the roll.
Unless there's a tactical shotgun around here, isn't there?
There is a shotgun. I would say if you wanted to get a shotgun instead of a pistol, you would need to give up a turn.
No, then heavy pistol. Hank, watch me. I'm going to do it again.
Watch me, Hank.
And he got a 23.
23, which is a success.
Which would be a 3.
Okay. Go ahead and then roll me your d12 for your damage.
All right.
That's a 2.
That is a 1.
Which is an even number. Which is a 1.
That is a 1.
God, that sucks.
All right.
It's this thing is such a lower to hit. And man, you know what, Arc Dream? I got words with you on this rule for this beast. this is like the equivalent of.
It's a 1 and 2.
Anyway, okay.
Go ahead.
We don't get any bonuses anymore, so.
Nope.
Fuck it! I'm just doing firearms again. Is there any out of the box thing we can do?
Use the axe.
Psychotherapy.
I keep asking you if you want to negotiate with this thing. And I keep getting a big fat no.
Can you tell me what the damage is for an axe? I tried to find it and I couldn't.
For a fire axe. We might have to just use the stats for something else that is bladed and deadly. I think we can all agree that...
Chanted sword.
Kitchen
we're
knife.
We're gonna say it is more... I think we can all agree that a fire axe is more impressive than a wood axe, right?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so we're gonna give you a d12 of damage.
Okay, in that case, I'll definitely go with melee.
Okay. Make it happen.
10% better chance to hit.
Failure.
74. Yeah, that's... Wow.
Ish.
Oh, I know, guys, I know what it is. Joe, what sex is this creature?
It's a... You got it. It's a male. That's why you guys are having such a hard time. You guys are only good at fighting women.
It's not made for this.
Oh, right. That's the joke.
Well, that was actually...
No, that was bad.
The previous group. I don't know about Busia.
Oh, okay, pardon me. I'm going to say... So, everyone give me alertness checks.
Success for Hank.
Failure.
And success for Boost.
This thing... like runs and dives off the side, and it appears to be about to make another attack run on you guys as it is sweeping down and around. You think that it was starting to get a little claustrophobic with all you guys around, and you and Busiek and Hank realize now that as you've been fighting, your rate of descent down toward the city has been increasing. And that you are now falling at a pretty good click. You are getting down there quick, and you're realizing now that you can almost start to make out the tops of buildings. You are falling quickly to the city below.
Feel yourself, Benedict. Slow down.
So slow it down.
I don't know how, but he will try and... think about
give me a power roll for Benedict. Oh, actually, let me rephrase that. Do you want to use Benedict's turn to attack or to roll a power roll? And you already rolled it, so I'm inclined to.
I just didn't know the rules before I pushed that button, but I probably would have made the same choices.
Fair. This thing is going to swing around and is going to make another attack at you guys. It is this time going to attack for Benedict. It is going to make one of these sweeping attacks, one of these spikes at the end of its wings. It rolls another critical failure. A 99. Wow.
Yes! The Furby's in its mouth.
The lamest combat. We're all just...
This thing, as you guys are... Like, this thing seems to get... Like, maybe you guys hit one of these weird currents, and this thing... actually slams into the side of the boat, almost rocking you guys over. It's going to take a little bit of damage. We're going to give it that damage there.
Yeah, eat my boat, mother.
As it slams into the side of the boat, it takes a good chunk of damage as like it's like just the immense force with which it strikes the side of this boat. And keep in mind, guys, this entity, this thing, is the size of a horse. This thing is massive. Compared to, you know, a person. But it seems to be having trouble keeping up with you guys as you are falling quickly. Benedict tries to focus and slow their descent down to no avail. Hank, your turn.
Normal firearm.
All right, give me a roll. That's a success. Roll me a damage.
Okay. Go six.
So that is an even number.
Oh my God.
I noticed.
This is so fucking...
But is it?
Busiek. Like,
the game designer's like, how can we grind a combat to a halt? And then one dude was like, Eureka!
Busiek, what do you do?
We're chipping away.
So I've got an idea. You said that as Benedict sort of loses control of the ship, it was hard for the creature to keep up with this?
Correct.
Can I do an unarmed to sort of grapple the creature? Oh, that's fucking horse-sized.
It's huge.
Yeah. I just want to, like... Bold. So it's at the edge of the boat. Can I push it over?
It's like detached again from the boat. And, like, it just, like, smashed in the side of the boat. Hank just shot it. Like, what do you want to do? You tell me what you want to do, and let's come to a solution.
I want to try to get it out of the boat so we can leave it behind. If we're speeding up and it can only fly so far.
Roll me a luck check.
Okay.
You want a 50 or below?
One luck check coming up hot. Is that
maybe that piece of netting that was there, like you you pick it up in like an attempt to like, oh, maybe I can throw this at it and like fuck the creature up. You see now the creature has almost torn it completely asunder before. You do see now there is like a small keg, like a small barrel there, or maybe like a small wooden box at your feet, and you think that maybe if you throw it and make contact, you might be able to slow the creature down. You don't think it's going to do any damage.
Okay, was that my turn, or can I attack?
No, you can do one of those things. You can either attack or throw something at this thing to attempt to slow it down.
I'm going to attack with an axe.
All right. It flies by.
And a failure.
And you miss.
Wow.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. All right, it is going to make one more attack. You guys are now to the point where not only can you see the tops of buildings and make out what might be on the top, you can actually make out now that there appear to be, maybe you see a sudden flash, right, on one of the streets as something, some type of explosion goes off in the streets into the side of a building, and you watch a building, the facade, street-facing facade of a building crumble as you guys are hurtling down towards the ground. Something is going on the ground, and you're now close enough to make it out. It's going to make another one of these swinging attacks toward Benedict. It fails. Hank, what would you like to do?
It's just like some Three Stooges shit.
Hank fails. Blam, 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 blam. Up into the air. Benedict, what does Benedict do?
We're all just freaking
Benedict
out.
Benedict tries to get us to land. And he fails.
He fails his power. Busiak, what does Busiak do?
Do a melee strike.
Success.
Success.
Roll your d12 of damage.
All right.
And then the d12
is going to be even for
one
sure.
And two.
It's even. A six.
We're just hacking away at this thing. It's like going to be nothing.
Little slices coming off of it.
Oh, God. All right.
Just, at this point, that's like full-on insanity. We're all just freaking out and losing our shit.
Like you said, it's like Three Stooges, like, boop, boom, bop, boom.
Hank, what do you do? Oh, wait, no, this thing has to attack. Yeah. It's going to attack one of you guys. Which one is it going to be? It's going to be Benedict again. It attacks Benedict. It hits!
Oh, okay.
It gets
It hits a strike on the driver.
Which we all know is just fine. It leaps upon you, Benedict, and pins you to
the ground.
While
Benedict is like holding, he's holding his head, like focusing really hard. Like,
yeah, it is over you, Benedict. It like sweeps and like gets in these like hooks into you and is now on top of you. It does two damage.
Damn.
Hank, what would you like to do?
All right, I'm gonna do. Call a shot.
A full round side. Burst.
I'm going to try to call a shot Hank, right in the glowing spot of its eye if I can track it.
All
right.
So I will say, because it's on Benedict, I will give you a plus 20 for its proximity for the fact that it's currently engaged. Well, actually...
Please don't fumble.
If you fumble, I would like to let you know that if you were to do that, that's going to be a bad day.
Bad times.
Actually, unless I'm mistaken. No, go ahead. Don't fuck it up.
A 100?
Roll a D100. You're at an even. keel because it's so close. Is that a pass or a fail?
For what?
What's your firearm skill?
Oh, 62.
You hit?
Nice!
What's your called shot? Like, what do you want to do?
I want to aim for this, like, eye that keeps appearing and disappearing.
Oh, if you do a headshot, that's an auto crit. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. Go ahead. So you are able to, as this thing, you see these jaws on top of Benedict, its jaws open and kind of roar at Benedict, and then you see the eyes kind of shift and appear looking directly at you as you raise the barrel up.
1d12.
1d12.
Hey, you ugly son of a... Boom. Four
damage, all four go through. All four go through as you strike this thing in its quote-unquote face.
Okay.
Alright, so didn't neutralize the damage.
It reels back and falls off the side of the boat, screeching and parts of it falling off, and it kind of like opens up into almost like a parachute and just whoosh, flies up as you guys are flying down. Benedict, if you don't make this happen right now, things are going to get very, very complicated very quick as you are hurtling towards the cobblestone streets.
Oh, no pressure. Power roll.
Oh!
That is a fumble.
That is a fumble.
Holy shit.
I would like to double down and push this.
You're going to push it?
Are you prepared
for me to double fuck you?
I am prepared for a triple fuck on account of my willpower being quite low. My hit points being quite low.
Yes! What is your willpower
all
at?
Or nothing, baby.
What's your willpower at?
It's at 4.
Ooh! If you roll a 4 right now, you'll go unconscious.
High stakes. I love this.
Alright, yes. Alright, how do I do this?
Roll it.
What am I rolling?
4. What's gonna happen?
Holy shit, he rolled a 4. He rolled a fucking 4.
Yes!
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 Yikes!
Oh no!
He's all of
it. It was a fumble, this guy.
Oh my god.
Those are happy tears from Joe.
Alright, okay, so this is our house rule, right?
Bad.
So we need to decide here. And when I need you guys to be cool. He lost that willpower in order to do this roll.
Yeah.
Does he still get to do the roll?
I tend towards yes.
I mean,
that's the whole point.
That he has to expend the willpower and he pushes himself beyond his limit in order to attempt to stop the boat.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
And then goes unconscious.
To save everybody, to be clear, to save everyone.
To be clear, Benedict is the hero we need right now.
Yes, and nobody wanted.
And the one we deserve. Both.
So can I roll the power roll, and then we'll figure out the consequence of losing all my willpower?
So roll that power roll. Do not fail this. You have any jokins? You want to burn a jokin while you're at it?
I've got none. I'm done.
Yes!
Oh, no! That's a fail.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That is brutal.
Ooh. You see, I have...
Down in flames.
I simply have no choice. Like, I want to help you guys. I want to help you so bad. And I just...
The dice
did not. And you just don't let me. You did this. You did this.
This is a clusterfuck of epic proportions.
This is bad. Yeah. This is bad.
What do you guys think the fall damage rules are in a game like Delta Green?
Well, I fucking hope lethality isn't involved.
And I want to check the version of lethality that applies to fog. Floaty fog.
Floaty fog. So, about this point, Benedict is, this thing just got blasted off. And let's say, like, the reason that this was so overwhelming, Benedict, is because, like, you literally have, like, the viscera from this thing all over you. It just blasted off.
And just got bitten.
Yeah, you just got bitten. You're, like, bleed. Like, you're, this thing, like, latched into you. You're bleeding. Benedict, you have lost everything. There is no port in this storm for you to have. Life is hell and chaotic. You have lost your shit. And I imagine that there's probably a moment here where Benedict, you guys are coming down at a pretty good click. And then you break through out of the fog into open air.
Oh shit.
You were no longer floating.
Oh no.
And sinking quickly. You are now in free fall. Benedict, as this happens, Benedict, in the one last ditch effort to control what's going on, he tries to extend himself. You guys see him grab the edge of the boat and look over. And as he does, some type of piece of detritus that is also falling from the fog down towards the city is falling slower than you. And you watch Benedict look over the side just in time to be smacked directly in the forehead by some piece of debris, and he falls back, blam, just straight back.
A post on a porch.
Just like a post on a porch that makes you just a little bit better at all the things that you were before.
Hank looks at Busiak, he's like, this is gonna hurt.
Oh, fuck.
So...
How far away are we from the ground? What are we doing? Are we in combat? Do we have reaction times?
You are plummeting, and you have an opportunity here to attempt to do something. I would say that if you want to attempt to decrease the amount of damage that which you are about to take, you may do so with a dexterity check.
All right.
I will note that you now have an unconscious companion who will not have that opportunity.
How... In what way could we use a dex check to minimize the falling damage?
Perhaps you can actually, because you're picking up speed as the boat is falling now in open air, you might be able to actually jump to one of the buildings and therefore kind of decrease your distance that you're actually falling, right? And you see now that there are these buildings that look to have been like blasted apart, and maybe there isn't even just one moment where you hear the rattle of machine gun fire in the distance as you guys are falling.
This is some action hero bullshit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Boost is gonna grab Benedict, and can I do an athletics?
I was gonna do the same thing if you weren't gonna do it, but I was gonna. You go ahead. What are you?
If I can use athletics, which I think probably is appropriate in this situation, I mean, what is jumping off of a falling ship onto a building if not athletics? Am I right?
At the age-old question, you know, they've been telling stories and rhymes about that tale and that question, that deep philosophical question, since man has first, you know, looked up at the night sky and wondered what he was or where he was.
One of the cave stories.
Right. It's right there. So let's look at athletics real quick. Athletics, to use this to get the most out of your strength and dexterity, to outrun, to jump, to climb, to land safely.
Oh.
To hit a target with something thrown or to catch something without warning. But you want to pick Benedict up with you.
Yeah, which would definitely give me a negative.
I'm going to say if you want to do that, I think I'm going to have to give you a negative 40.
That probably sounds right.
Oof.
To pick up an unconscious person. Keep in mind, we're all talking about this. This is going to happen in a series of a few seconds in the world. What are you going to do, Boost?
Is there any scenario in which Hank and I could work together?
We know, and technically Hank would go first because he has the higher dex score. So,
true.
I guess it's up to Hank.
How is Benedict looking health wise? I mean, obviously he's knocked out.
Great. He's on a 5.
Oh.
And I think the full damage is, what, a 1d10? If it's concrete?
Don't worry about that right this second.
Okay, cool.
I don't want to take the spotlight away from Lusiak.
No, by all means. It's the same goal.
Higher chances of survival.
Well, what I was going to suggest is Hank doesn't want to lose another person he's close to.
And so he pushes Busiak off to slow you guys down.
It's like bailing. Getting rid of the weight.
Hank was going to sacrifice his own dex roll and maybe be able to make a strength roll to apply to Benedict. Like shelter Benedict from the fall. And maybe he takes the full blunt. Like sacrifice a dex roll and give Benedict a roll. Instead of him, basically.
That is a heroic. You know what? That's what a leader would
That's
do.
That's some hero shit.
You know? That's what the one who's in charge of this group would do. You know what? I like it. Make me a strength roll. So here's the deal I'm going to make with you, okay? If you pass this strength roll, I will half the damage Benedict takes. Okay. I will half it. And I will give you a full contingent and no opportunity to avoid it.
Right.
How does that sound?
You got any jokins?
No jokins.
You could always push. Look. I mean, it only works well.
All right. I'm going to push if this fails.
That's bad luck.
All right. Strength. Let's go. Success. 51 under 75.
All right.
Yes!
Hank.
Oh, wait, but I didn't tell you what you were going to get if you succeeded. Or if you... I said if you succeeded, you half the damage.
You half his damage.
Did you guys
hear
zero damage?
Did I hear you had zero damage?
Everybody's safe. We find Abigail.
Well, I assume this is just to half his damage.
Okay. You know. Yes, you grab him. You are either shielding him with your body, or maybe you sweep him up. And in your arms, in a moment, and keep in mind, you guys are in free fall, like, so you're even kind of floating off the boat. Maybe you just snatch his ass up, and you're just about to take this fall on the chin, and he is going to have the benefit of the cushion of your body to prevent him from taking all the damage that he really deserves. Okay? I think we can all agree.
He did his best.
Did he?
He pushed for us. We're gonna push. We're gonna push for him.
Early. I got 4 power failures.
You know what, Brad? Why don't you push to see if you can fail this roll? Actually, you don't always have to push for success. I'm just gonna let you know. Okay, so Boos. So it appears that Hank has snatched up Benedict. And does Hank say anything to Boos as he does this?
He says, "If I survive this, I'm the leader."
Boos, what does Boos do?
Boos wraps his arms around Hank, wrapping his arms.
Yes. Yes.
Is that too ridiculous?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hank, a tear forms from his eye. I haven't been hugged in a long time.
Long time.
Too real.
Too real, yeah.
No. Boos is gonna go with the athletics and do the first option. Try to jump out.
Okay.
I think anything else would be Looney Tunes.
Okay. So let's see what you got.
Okay, rolling athletics. Oh fuck! Failure. 69. I mean, nice, but fuck.
Do you want to push?
Let me... Yeah, I'm going to push for sure.
All right.
D4.
Yep, let's see how much willpower you burn. One willpower.
That'll be one.
Ooh, nice.
So I get to roll athletics again?
Don't mess it up.
We've been doing so well.
So well.
That's a failure.
One point over.
Yeah, it's meant to be.
The story just writes itself.
Yeah, it really seems like it's going one way.
Not our best chapter.
Nope.
Not your best chapter. All right. So, here's what's going to happen. Busiek, you did a critical fail there. We're treating that as a critical fail because you did the push.
Right.
You're going to take a little more damage than Hank is going to take. Okay? I need you to roll a d10.
Okay.
Let's see how we do here.
Oh my god.
Yes! That is great.
Busiek, as you're falling, like, I don't even know, like, what is it, a pillow factory? Like, what,
the
what's
Furbies.
Going on? Like, it's the Furbies. You fall on a mountain of mechanical Furbies and they all crush you. And the thing is that. Go ahead.
Like, he's canonically got a bad back. It's why his dex is bad. So, like, he tried to jump out of the boat and his back was bothering him, which is why he failed. And then as he, like, lands on the pile of Furbies, it just. Like clicks into place and he's like oh
yeah he's at first he's like oh and he's like oh wow.
Actually kind of feels a little bit better.
And as you turn and look one of these Furbies in the eye, you feel like it gave itself willingly for you.
Furby is the real hero.
I don't like this. Eat me.
Misa, I love you.
Wait, is that a Jar Jar Binks Furby?
Wait,
the most horrific abomination.
Do they not say Misa? I don't remember.
Not so much.
Let's talk about Hank and Benedict. Brad, okay. Please roll me a d6.
5.
Okay. Now, traditionally, we always round down. And we're going to round down here, too. Benedict takes 2 damage.
That's an even number, so that's a 1.
So, pardon me, because Benedict has an unnatural biology. He's going to take 1 instead. So yes, Benedict is going to take that. Did we just lose Sean?
Yes, you did for a moment.
We have him. We have him, yes.
What am I rolling?
No, you're not rolling anything. You took 2 damage.
Oh.
Good news.
Okay.
Hank takes 5.
That's great news.
Where does that leave Hank?
Oh, that's bad news.
At 5. HP.
So you don't talk about like a superhero moment. Busiek, you come down on this pile of Furbies and you look up and you see like Hank with Benedict in his arms come down back first and just skaboom! Just, and like maybe he like there's like a shop front and like some tables or like it looks like he might have collided with some type of makeshift barricade. It looks like it was made of like wooden boxes and stuff like that. And he just skaboom right in the middle of it and the dust goes up and then the boat lands between you just blam and it just burst into pieces.
Rolo
no. And there is a moment where, you know, it's easier for Busiek to get up. He only took 1 damage out of 10. And Busiek, you come to your feet and you hear a groaning from inside the debris where Hank fell.
He runs over with a spryness that he didn't have before.
it's kind of nice.
And I want to do a... Well, you know, once he finds out that they're not dead, I want to do a first aid on both of them if I can.
Absolutely, yeah. Hank, you know, all of a sudden, Busiek is there, and he's ready to go. He's like, he immediately starts tending to your wounds.
Fuck.
Hank he's says, just like, next time we go with my plan.
Which was what?
My plan?
Wait a second.
Shut the fuck up. Let me heal you. All right, big dog. You did good. I gotta give it to you. You did good. And rolling a first aid, and that's a success for Hank.
All right. Let me take a look here.
Yeah.
So go ahead and roll a d4, Hank, for the amount of damage you heal. One.
One.
Okay.
Well,
and then was, yeah. And then you're going to see to Benedict as well?
Nah, that'll be all right.
Okay. moving on.
All right, first aid, crit. Crit, yeah. Crit, yes! On Benedict.
Unless I am mistaken... Roll a d4, Benedict. Roll a d4, John. Let's see what you get.
Four. That's a four. Awesome. Amazing.
Fucking awesome.
Page 55 of the player's handbook. Stabilizing a wounded character with a successful first aid immediately heals 1d4. A critical success doubles the amount healed.
Nice. Hell yeah.
What?
That's some good field medicine.
You know, so I get he takes you over and he slams you down to the bed of Furbies, and your back as well seems to just, like, just...
I got a fucking magical pile of Furbies over here.
But you, like, well, the thing is like, you know, he starts, you know, maybe even in this, like, in this pile, this debris that you've fallen in, maybe, you know, like, Busiak, you're like, holy shit, like, there's you see this, like, this green bag, this green canvas sack, and it has a big red cross on the front of it.
That's what you want to look for.
Right. And you see it, and you flip it open, and it is completely full of medical equipment. Of medical first aid gear. And you have to burn through it all. You know, but the wording on it is all written in this language you've never seen before, and you start patching Benedict up. Benedict, what is your hit points at now? Alright, we lost him again momentarily.
And Boos cradles his head and he's like, I've remade you. I've rebuilt you stronger.
Stronger.
You are better. Mine. Benedict Stein.
Say nothing if you agree.
Ah, okay.
There it is.
All right. Yeah, so that brings old Benedict back up to 11 out of 13 points. Holy shit. Like, what a well-timed critical success. And as you guys are standing here, and as, you know, and but the thing, problem is Benedict is still unresponsive. He's...
you don't say.
Though you have... whoops, we lost him. One moment. Let me get this fixed here. Yeah. Though Benedict is still unconscious, you guys begin to look around at what is around you, and you see that while this street too appears to have seen better days, you hear something familiar in the background, far, far away. The thudding and thundering of distant artillery. Maybe even as even with Benedict here still unconscious, you know, so miraculously healed at right just the right moment, you hear, and maybe even in the darkness of the skyline you see flashes of light. The last time you saw this, I will remind you, was through a window of the Dorchester facility when you were trapped in the night world. You hear the telltale signs of explosions in the far distance. Maybe you can even barely make out the shout of someone as you hear gunfire. And you remember tales that maybe Benji had told you to. Tales of a war in Carcosa. But above everything, you look up at the lake that you came from to see that it is now no longer water, no longer fog, no longer any of that. You look directly up and see that the that while the skyline is a mirror image of the ruined Yathil that you left above, you see that the sky itself is now an infinite star field, except the stars are dark and the sky is light. But it seems to shed no light on the dark streets. And above everything else, dwarfing the rest of the city skyline, is a massive, bulbed top. You guys know like the top of the Kremlin? You know, like those like bulb-type towers in Eastern Europe?
Mm-hmm.
Above everything is this massive, bulb-shaped palace tower that is dazzled in light in the far, far distance. And all around it, suspended all around it, are World War II barrage balloons. As you see a plane chasing another plane mid-dogfight through the air, explosions, guns in the far distance, as you guys have entered the secret city of Yathil, a reflection of itself above. And at this point in time, gentlemen, I don't think it has to be said, but I'll say it anyway. The only way out is through.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
And that, my friends, is probably a good place for us to wrap this one up.
Nice. That was a roller coaster. That was.
That was better than a roller coaster.
It was like a roller coaster that is just falling. You know, just like
it doesn't stop.
A roller coaster that just keeps coming. Yeah. Great.
Amazing.
And yet you guys have made another transition. I'm sure next time you guys will beat the king and become rock stars and everything's going to be great.
It reminds me of when you described like the white sky and the dark stars. It's like that Fade Rothus planet in Dune Part 2.
In Dune, yeah, with the fireworks that are black on a white sky.
It's like they're under the dark sun.
Yeah. Very similar.
Well, Benedict feels better than he's ever felt in a long time, aside from being very unconscious.
Except for the extreme unconsciousness of him.
But feeling great.
Besides that, yeah.
You just need to get knocked on the head.
Yeah. That's easy peasy.
It's like tapping a solenoid with a hammer.
you just give it just a little bit of love, a little bit of percussive maintenance. That's what Benedict has needed all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, thank you so much for joining.
That was heroic.
It was heroic. It felt heroic. And you know what? You know, Brad?
Joking?
I'm joking. It's coming.
Now that you've said it with that look on your face.
Oh, no, you stole his thunder. You can't be needy.
You can't be needy. Now it feels dirty.
Well, now it feels dirty when you say it like that.
Yeah, that was a different
take. I'm sorry, you son of a bitch.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
That was extremely good. What a hero. What a hero and a leader I think we can all respect.
The irony is that Benedict is not going to know what happened. Like, that's just going to be a story that Hank tells him, and Bootshack may or may not
corroborate the story. You're just going to wake up eventually feeling like a million bucks and just be like, wow, I feel great, guys. And Hank's over here, ugh.
Thanks, Bootshack.
Yeah, thanks, Bootshack.
Bootshack came up to Hank, he's like, eh. And then he's like, fix Benedict. So Hank's just like, laying on the ground in his own blood, and they're like...
Hank like reaches out weakly for like a bandage, and Bootshack slaps his hand.
No. Just, no.
Sorry, old timer. You got one foot in the grave. Ain't nothing I can do.
No time for you, man. Oh, man. All right, guys. Hey, listen, I do want to mention real quick... by the time this goes out to the public forum, we should have officially released the character art that was done by our wonderful KT, who is working with us, fantastic artist, and we
actually had some folks, I believe it was both Rachel and Nathan, both had commented, you know, on the Patreon talking about how good. Rachel had said, y'all were talking about how good it was, but I was not prepared. Incredible work, KT.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Good job. I mean, this is my personal favorite thus far.
Right.
Busiek. Georgia showed us a sneak peek of it earlier.
Yeah, we did get a sneak peek of Busiek.
It's fucking awesome. I want to print it out and frame it and hang it on my wall.
It's incredible. Like, I mean, they're all incredible. Busiek is good, too. Nathan had also said, these look great. These look amazing. Great job, KT. We're just gonna keep singing KT's praises. But yeah, guys, you're killing it.
Same to you, man.
I'm back at you, man.
And by you, great episodes. Benedict, you're killing Benedict bit by bit.
I'm killing everyone.
But yeah, everyone listening or watching, you want to get these a week early and whatnot, head over to Patreon. You get the Sandy checks and whatnot. You know the drill. But besides that, guys, again, excellent job. And I believe that it does it for us, everyone listening or watching. We'll catch you next time. And remember, please, please, stay safe and stay sane. Bye.